Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good Friday morning, September 12th. Welcome to the weekend. Sunshine and a high in the low 20s this afternoon. Right now it's 10 degrees, the dollar 72.24 cents U.S. I'm Stacey Englehart. A planned two-week strike with Montreal's metro and bus services could impact your commute. According to reports, the strike with STM will begin September 22nd. Quebec's Labour Tribunal has ruled that Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, service will be limited to morning and evening rush, as well as late-night service. But Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, the regular schedule will continue. Workers' unions and members will stop working overtime during the walkout. The STM is posting train schedules online. Quebec's Education Ministry is pulling all 1,200 electric school buses from the road, citing a potential defect that may be the reason that a bus caught fire earlier this week. The bus driver was able to get all five kids out safely before the bus was burnt to a crisp. The incident has led to an investigation by Transport Canada. A Montreal police officer recovering in hospital after being struck by a car on Highway 15. Emergency crews were called before supper time yesterday. It's believed a car and police officer on a motorcycle collided. An investigation is underway to determine the circumstances. A Montreal man is among two people charged in a joint investigation with Nunavik Police and Quebec Police. The duo accused in the disappearance and death of a 31-year-old in a remote village last June. The 28-year-old was arrested in northern Quebec, charged with second-degree murder. 57-year-old arrested in Montreal, charged with being an accessory after the fact and indignity to human remains. Both men remain detained. And remember when Canada's largest grocery chain admitted to engaging in an industry-wide scheme to jack up the price of bread? Time to cash in for your share. Loblaw and George Weston agreed to pay $500 million to settle the case. The claims process now open to eligible residents who bought bread between 2001 and 2021 and must submit a completed claim form by December 12th. Light 106.7 Sports. Baseball yesterday. The Jays blanked Houston 6-0, winning 2 out of 3 in that series. They're back to work tonight, hosting Baltimore at 7. NFL last night, Green Bay beat Washington 27-18. CFL tonight, Hamilton hosts Winnipeg at 7. Ottawa's in BC at 10. And the NHL said five players acquitted of sex assault stemming from an incident in 2018 will all be eligible to play hockey again December 1st. Light 106.7 weather. Sunshine 22 this afternoon, a few clouds, 14 overnight. Sunny 22, feeling 25 tomorrow. Sunday even warmer sunshine and a high of 25, not including humidity. Right now it's 10 degrees. From the Light 106.7 News Center, I'm Stacey Englehart.